USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Stimulus money is on its way, according to the Treasury Department. Americans could begin seeing their payments when the latest COVID relief bill hit their bank account as early as this weekend. The Internal Revenue Service says that people can begin to check on the status of their payments starting Monday on their website. The first round of those payments will be sent out via direct deposit, with paper checks and debit cards being mailed out later this month. And as vaccination efforts continue to ramp up across the country, more than 101 million doses of coronavirus vaccine have been administered in the U.S., with nearly 20% of the country having received at least one dose. About 2.3 million shots a day are being administered, with that number expected to quickly increase as more states expand eligibility for the vaccine, with Michigan the latest state to announce an expansion. All Michigan residents 16 and older will be eligible for the shot starting on April the 5th. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Calls for New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's resignation in the wake of multiple scandals continue to increase. Wendy King has the latest from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
Senators Kirsten Gillibrand and Chuck Schumer became the latest members of New York's congressional delegation to call on Governor Andrew Cuomo to resign over several accusations of sexual misconduct and harassment. They joined the majority of the state's members in the House in the growing tide of lawmakers that are urging the defiant governor to step down. Cuomo repeated his denial of the allegations on Friday and said he would not resign. Earlier, Congressman Jerry Nadler, chair of the House Judiciary Committee, said Cuomo had lost the confidence of New Yorkers. He is also under fire for the misconduct allegations and a scandal on his failure to report nursing home deaths connected with COVID-19. The New York State Assembly has now opened an impeachment investigation. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The U.S. Capitol building remains under the protection of nearly 2,300 National Guard troops, a force that will remain in place until May 23rd. Earlier this week, members of the House Armed Services Committee called for a drawdown of those troops at the Capitol. In a bipartisan statement, the committee's leaders said they were concerned about the effect that the extended deployment could have on the Guard's readiness. Michigan Democratic Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin says that members were briefed on the reasons for their extended deployment, but tells Fox News that the biggest reason the Guard is still at the Capitol is a lack of confidence in the Capitol Police's ability to provide security.
You know, the best explanation I've seen, and it's not great, is this review that was ordered by a man named General Honoré, who looked at what happened on the 6th, and we got briefed by him. All members of Congress were invited to a brief this past week. And he really described systemic problems with the Capitol Police, not having a credible intelligence group, just lack of communication, basic things like not being able to communicate on the day of the 6th, things we've heard before when we do kind of these reviews of failures. So my assumption is the National Guard was kept on because we don't feel complete confidence in the Capitol Police. And what we need as members is a plan to get to law enforcement protecting this place.
And 15 college basketball conferences will crown champions on Saturday. Hartford will make its first ever appearance in the NCAA tournament after taking home the America East Championship. And Norfolk State will make their second tournament appearance in program history after claiming the MEAC Championship. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.